You're listening to High School Baseball on LincolnPrepSportsNow.com.
Bottom of the third inning we go here at Dead Heart Talk. 2026 Heartland Athletic Conference Baseball Tournament Championship game. And the Spartans with a 1-0 lead on Grand Island. Ryan Swanigan, Coach Jerry Dittenberg with you as Miles Nelson back out there for his third inning of his start. And a swing and a foul straight back and out of play off the bat of Sam Sutko. 1-1 the count. Sutko in the game against Columbus struck out, flew out, and had a bunt single in three trips to the plate. As Nelson comes home, and that one just missing upstairs. Maybe on the outer edge, but up now. 1-1, 1-1 on Sutko. Right fielder for the Spartans. Nelson working exclusively out of the stretch, comes home, and that one just missed upstairs again, now 2-1.
It's kind of one of the things that makes East a tough team to beat. You look at the 7-8-9, then they're all 300 to 400 hitters as well. It's not common in high school baseball, so.
I think Jeff Motes saying, it was Thu Malone. Murderer's Row with how you've just got, again, Larson, your 6, Cott is your 7. I mean, just, there's no easy out anywhere in this batting order. Nelson misses upstairs. Trying to top of the zone on Sutko, and he misses for ball 4, leadoff walk for Lincoln East. Good speed out there, too, with Sutko over at first base. Talk about Odulate. Sam Sutko on the season with 14 stolen bases. Bryson Rhodes with 20. Third most for Sutko, and now McIntyre will stand in. He grounded out to second his first time, breaking ball down and out for ball 1. No action, and at least in the Grand Island bullpen, I don't think there's action in the Lincoln East bullpen either. I'd be stunned if that was the case. Don't think Michael Wanick's thinking about that at all right now. Here's the 1-0, and the breaking ball misses up. Schroeder is trying to buy strikes at the top of the zone, and it's not working right now.
Nelson was doing a great job getting ahead early with his off-speed that first inning, which is why he was so successful. Now, all of a sudden, he's struggling a little more to locate.
2-0 on the way. Swing and a foul straight back as McIntyre on that one sends it back and out of play. 2-1 now on McIntyre with Sutko and his great speed and that junior right fielder over there at first base. Kind of an average lead right now. He's lined up with the cutout of the green part of the turf on that first base area. Schroeder again trying to buy that strike. That one was at the knees over the outer edge, and it definitely missed. Schroeder pulled that back a little bit too far. Now 3-1 on McIntyre. Nelson set, peeking over his right shoulder at first base instead of his left, and comes home. And oh, that ball missed downstairs. Ball 4. Schroeder can't believe it. Grand Island dugout not arguing, and McIntyre draws a walk back to backers for the Spartans. Now Sam Schroeder is going to go out and have a chat with Miles Nelson, probably A, coach, try and settle him down, but B, try to tell him maybe also, well, maybe not. It was a very quick meeting on the mound.
Looks like they got somebody moving out there now.
Okay.
Haven't seen a number yet.
It looks like it is Braden Towler. I also see, pull up their roster here, Brody Davidson. So Towler and Davidson are going back behind the first base dugout. We'll see if anybody starts actually getting loose in the batting cages. Or the Islanders. Runners at first and second, nobody out. Bunt shown, pulled back. Ooh, take called strike on Bryson Rhodes on the outer edge. Or thereabouts. Saw a couple of pitches like that the previous at bat that weren't called strikes.
It's a good pitch location, though. East is trying to bunt. Throwing him outside makes it harder for him to bunt down the third base line.
Mm-hmm. There's the bunt again. There it is, and it's up the left side. Off the mound is Nelson. He is not going to have a play. Bryson Rhodes with a bunt single. Should have kept working the outside. That was more over the middle of the plate there, Coach.
You can see that one developing. Their third baseman wanted no part of even coming forward at all. He needed to play in a little closer, so that way as soon as the bunt's down, he can go attack it and get it.
So now base is loaded, and this is the last person you want up at the plate if you're Grand Island. And the best person, a couple of great hitters coming up now is Cade Anderson, the DH. Swings and misses. He's trying to send it out of here. And came up empty on that. Now 0-1. Anderson struck out looking his first time. Sutko at third, McIntyre at second, Rhodes at first. Nobody out here in the bottom of the third, and Schroeder trying to buy that strike on the outer edge with the fastball, but it was out. Home plate umpire not biting. Now 1-1 the count. Nelson set, looking at second as he comes set. Now swing and a foul as Anderson fouls that one off of himself, and now he's starting to feel a sting of that one. And he's going to walk away from the home plate area and trying to shake that off. It probably got him on his left leg below the kneecaps. Maybe on the foot, maybe the back left calf, who knows where. Now 1-2 on Anderson. Nelson sets, comes home, checks swing. Did he go? No, he didn't. I could see it from up here. He didn't go. I thought that was close to a called strike, though, Coach.
I thought it was a strike as well, I'm not going to lie. We just can't tell for sure. Maybe it was low.
Yeah. Schroeder tried to frame it quickly there, yeah. Too.
Would be shocked if he saw another fastball here.
Mm-hmm. 2-2 now, the count on Anderson as pitch home, swing and a foul. As Anderson just got a piece of that one and stays alive and will do it again.
That was a good changeup.
Bases loaded and nobody out here in the last of the third inning. Already 1-0 Spartans trying to build on their small 1-0 lead. The pitch, breaking ball fouled away off to the right side and out of play.
Nelson got away with that one. He left a curveball over the middle of the plate.
Mm-hmm. But Anderson was late.
Yep.
He wasn't expecting that. So we'll do it once again with a 2-2 count. As Nelson set again, and the 2-2. At the knees, called strike three. Schroeder bought that. But that looked like it was truly at the knees, but Schroeder moved it up. And Anderson is rung up looking. Oh, my goodness, Coach, that is an enormous first out right there for the Islanders.
And a great pitch sequence by Nelson to at least give himself an opportunity. You're not going to double up Dele probably here, so just trying to get a ground ball somewhere and get one out.
There's great speed everywhere on the base paths right now for the Spartans. Odulate swings and fouls it away off to the right side and out of play and missing the vehicles. 0-1 the count. Odulate singled his first time right back up the middle. And he would love to send a ball into the outfield in a gap somewhere or down a line perhaps. Nelson misses down and out on the slider down and away. Now 1-1. Nelson already passed 50 pitches. That was his 54th right there. With Braden Towler starting to get loose for the Islanders in their bullpen. Swinging a drive to right, foul. And out of play off to the right side. Odulate, I don't know if that was high enough up into the jet stream, Coach, but he got around well on it, that's for sure.
Would have been fun to watch him run if that would have landed.
Oh, yes.
Through. That would have been a stand-up triple.
That ball takes off. Odulate takes off, but instead it was fouled. Now 1-2. Nelson comes home again and just misses outside and a little up. 2-2. You like that take.
Yeah, it's a great miss, too, though, by the pitcher.
Going curveball here with a 2-2 count, yeah?
I am. Hoping for a strikeout or a weak ground ball somewhere.
Nelson's 2-2 on the way. Fastball upstairs. 3-2. Now are you going curveball here? A 3-2 count.
I would have went last pitch. That way I didn't have to here. I feel like you're going to have to here to get him out.
One out. Bases loaded. It's a massive pitch right here early in this game for Miles Nelson and the Islanders against Odulate. It comes home and he strikes him out. My goodness.
Changeup. Very, very well executed down.
Yeah, down in the zone. Yeah. That's the biggest part of that whole thing right there.
That was a great pitch.
Boy, that is two massive strikeouts for Miles Nelson. First of Cade Anderson, then of Odulate, and now Braden Erickson stands in. He had an RBI single his last time. Base is still loaded with two outs. The pitch, breaking ball over the outer edge for a strike. Schroeder, I don't even think needed to buy that one. It's just a great pitch. 0-1 the count on Erickson. Catcher trying to add to the Spartans' lead. Nelson trying to get out of it. Swing and a foul straight back. Now 0-2.
Hit a ground ball to short last time on an off-speed. We'll see what they go back to here.
Throwing the off-speed ahead 0-2.
Mm-hmm. And his changeup isn't really good this inning after not being able to locate it last inning.
Nelson a strike away from getting out of some massive trouble right now. Here's the pitch. It's outside. Schroeder. Schroeder brought that ball literally about maybe 3 feet back over the plate trying to get that strike. Oh, never change, Sam Schroeder. Got to tip your cap to that kid. 1-2 in the way. Swing and a chopper foul left side. As Erickson out in front, but he stays alive. Still 1-2 on the Spartans catcher. Two down, bases full of Lincoln East base runners. As Nelson set again, looks at second as he comes set the 1-2. Home swing and a miss, strike three. My goodness.
You gotta love that. What a tough kid. That's a tough situation in the middle of the East order with the bases loaded, and he just attacked and attacked and attacked and didn't back down.
Miles Nelson makes a mess on his own work, two walks, a bunt single, and then he cleans up. Strikeout, strikeout, strikeout. Unbelievable. We go to the fourth inning. It's 1-0 Lincoln East in front of Grand Island on LincolnPrepSportsNow.com.